This episode is brought to you by Eggland's Best. You and your family deserve the best. And with Eggland's Best, that's what you get. Their eggs are tasty and nutritious with 6 times more vitamin D, 10 times more vitamin E, and 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. They're also available in classic, cage-free, organic, and hard-cooked liquid and frozen varieties. Eggland's Best. Better taste. Better nutrition. Better eggs. For more information and delicious recipes, visit egglandsbest.com.
Black Forest gummy bears are good, real good. That's because they're made with real fruit juice. Each bear is perfectly soft and fruity, with colors and flavors from real sources. So every bite is mouth-wateringly delicious and an irresistible treat you can feel real good about eating. Black Forest, real juicy, real good. Visit blackforestusa.com to try now.
Today's show is brought to you by the Council for Scarf Safety. September is Scarf Awareness Month, and the Council for Scarf Safety, in association with Little Steven's Formal Scarf Wear, are trying to get the word out that scarves are not toys. They are garments whose only purpose is to provide warmth and increase the fashion sense of the wearer. They are not toys. For more information, go to littlestevensformalscarfwear.net. The scarves are the coolest you'll ever own, but they are not toys. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which we go through each and every episode of the show Friends, recapping what goes on and what happened in the episode, and that is what this show is about. So without further ado, why don't we go and meet my friends and your friends, the friends. Meet my friends, the friends. Let's go get the episode started. As goes, I stuck the ending on that. Not the ending, the beginning. Hey, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends. We are back, season 3, and the show's going great. I've gotten some feedback saying these are the best. The last 2 episodes have been the best yet from the run, and I appreciate the feedback. Yes, some of the other feedback I'm not going to get into right now because there's nothing to be gained by. Look, some people are gonna say whatever they're gonna say. I trust my own compass on this. I know what this is. And the feedback I've gotten from a couple people that this is the show's better than ever, that's all I need to hear. Tonight's episode is called The One with the Jam, Season 3, Episode 3. This was written by Will Calhoun and directed by Kevin S. Bright. And it aired on October 3rd, 1996. And in this episode, Joey dislocates his arm by jumping on the bed and has his arm in a sling. And Monica is still dealing with her breakup with Richard and is still bummed out about that. So she's trying to keep her mind off of that by making jam, as in jelly. She's making a lot of it. Joey loves it. And then this transitions into her deciding she's going to find a sperm donor and start screening sperm donors so she can have a kid. And in the course of finding them, she actually comes across Joey's file at the agency. Phoebe, meanwhile, is followed by her sister's stalker, a guy named Malcolm. And then she begins dating her sister Ursula's stalker. Chandler is trying to get advice on relationships from Rachel and Ross. And this is because he's having a hard time sleeping next to Janice because she is always groping and trying to cuddle with him while they sleep. And Ross secretly tells Chandler about a move called the hug and roll, which can get you out of cuddling. And Chandler tries it, but Janice ends up on the floor from it. And this episode is definitely a step in the right direction. That you can feel the cast is kind of starting to get hot again. They're starting to get their the rhythm going again. The stalking stuff is a little odd. It's a little odd to kind of have fun with the idea of a stalker. And if these people are famous, I'm sure they had their own issues with intense fans who climbed over the... I mean, look, I'm not going to say exactly what they did. I don't know if that ever happened. But I'm sure there were intense fans bothering all six of them to varying degrees. I wonder how many people Matthew Perry were bothered by compared to Jennifer Aniston. I think it would be a huge gulf between the amount of stalkers and harassers. And again, not a great area to get into. We can maybe clean this up. And when I say we, unfortunately, it's me. So I don't know if I can clean this up because I'm kind of doing the shows myself now. Because Pat, still not here. Still not answering my email or returning my voice messages. And Jason, have not reached out to him. He is not a part of the show anymore. He is in Los Angeles, by all accounts, and is working on some on the podcast that he was throwing in my face, and he's with Don Strong, and I'm sure they're having a grand old time. Yeah, let's just do the ad for today's show. Today's show sponsored by the Council for Scarf Safety. Summer is going to be gone soon, and before we know it, we'll all be bundling up in our winter scarves to stay warm. And scarves are a big part of warmth. But please remember that scarves are not toys. Rocker and award-winning actor Little Steven, has teamed with the Council for Scarf Safety to increase awareness of the dangers of irresponsibly playing or handling a scarf. Now it says I'm supposed to read this in a Little Steven voice. Hey kids, it's your pal, Little Steven. I know you all loved me on Lilyhammer and through my music with the Disciples of Soul, amongst others. And I know you love my personal style. The flowing pirate shirts and beetle boots make a statement. But the scarves put the look over the top. And it's cool if you want to dress like me. But put the scarf on your head and do not play with it. Playing with scarves is definitely not cool. Little Steven disapproves. For more information on the... I guess I can do this part without that. For more information, go to Little Steven's formalscarfwear.net, and remember, scarves are not toys. This day in Friends history, October 3rd, 1996, the Thunderdome in Tampa Bay was renamed Tropicana Field on this day. Pat used to put these things together, and they were there. I'll say this, they are harder than it looked, and I gave him a harder time than I should have about the general quality of the This Day in Friends histories. They are tricky, and I gotta just get... I'm gonna call him again, and let's see if there's a... hold on. Hey, Pat, it's Tom. Just calling again. Didn't hear back from you. Was wondering how you're doing. Really would love to just, even just to know that you're cool with everything and know that everything's Yeah, please just give me a call back if you would. It's been a while since we've spoken, and I wouldn't mind hearing from you and just getting a chance to cat. Oh, okay. All right. Well, leave another message.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
That's now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Whatever you're into, with Amazon Prime, you can go deep. So if you're all about pop right now, you could watch pop documentaries on Prime Video, discover pop playlists on Amazon Music Prime, and if you're really serious, order a rhyming dictionary with fast free shipping from Prime. From shopping to streaming to saving, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Yeah. All right. What's next in the thing? Gotta do, I guess I gotta do the segments now. All right. Friends first.
Friends first.
Yeah, this would be the first time anything Arquette related happened on Friends, because David Arquette plays Phoebe's stalker, Malcolm. And this was when, wait. Oh, hold on. There's actually a call coming in here. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Tom.
Pat?
Yes.
How are you, Pat? It's good to hear from you.
I'm gonna ask you to stop calling me.
I'm sorry. You're gonna ask me to stop calling you?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not gonna block your number, but I'm just gonna politely ask you to stop calling.
Okay. All right. Look, I just wanted to, it ended on a very bad note at the end of season two when we were talking when we were all in the studio together, me, you, and Jason, and it just did not go well, and I feel very badly about that, and I'm sorry for how it went. So, yeah, I'm sorry for how it went.
All right. I mean, it's fine to hear that. I think this is a little late, and I don't forgive you, and I also don't accept this apology, but I will say, I'm hearing you say that.
You know what?
That's what I'll say.
Then I'll take that. And I notice you changed. I got to say, the previous answering machine message was the very touching and very sweet to hear that you.
Oh, I'm glad you finally heard that. Because, you know, I actually I asked for your feedback on that many months ago when I first recorded it.
Yeah,
and I also asked you to maybe forward some show-related calls on to me, and that I could handle that, and that's why that voicemail even existed, buddy.
Sure. What's that?
I called you buddy.
Oh, because
that's what you called me in the voicemail, buddy.
Yeah.
That was really.
Well, I thought we were.
It's nice to know that we're still buddies, buddy.
Uh huh. Okay. I didn't mean it as a point of arguing. I meant,
well, you know, buddy indicates friend, and friend means a lot to me, not just the show, which also means a lot to me. Still, you haven't tarnished that completely from me, but the term friend and friendship and the notion of buddy is something I don't take lightly, mm-hmm. buddy. So right, for you to call me,
and
I felt mocked a little bit for that.
It's not.
And yes, thank you for reminding me to change my voicemail, which I did.
You did, yes, and you had a nice song on there, which I thought was very, very fun.
Now my music is good. Okay.
Hey, look. Well,
listen, I have a lot to get used
you were
to
not
out here.
Look, you were not perfect in any of this. I was not perfect in any of this. This is a part of being a human, is how I've always thought of these things.
And now I'm getting yelled at.
And no, you're not getting yelled at. I'm trying to talk. You're.
Please don't raise your voice at me.
I'm not okay. I'm not raising my voice at you. I'm sorry I said buddy. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. And I'm sorry that any of this was insulting to you. It was not meant that way.
No, it's fine. I'm grateful for this closure. I'm happy. I called you back. I didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm accepting this as closure, and I have a lot. This is a restart for me. I have a lot to get used to out here. The hours are different. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make opportunities for myself. If you and I need closure, then I'll take it.
Okay, where is out here?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay, well, that's exciting. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I hope things
I'm waiting to hear back from a few places. Currently, I think I'm near Glendale. I'm not really sure of the little towns within town. Look, I'm not getting into it. The point is, I'm with Jason now. He invited me out here. That's what you made. You made this happen. You made this.
Wait, hold on.
You pushed me this way. So now I'm going to work with Jason on the Quantum Leap podcast, Taking the Leap.
Uh-huh.
He invited me to be a guest.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to record with him. I'm going to see how that goes. And he said that this could lead to other things. And he and Don Strong said that this would be my chance to do something
great,
for real
great.
With my talents.
Okay, and
so
you're
that's,
very
that's
talented.
What I'm doing, and
you're
I just wanted
talented.
You to know that we don't need you anymore.
We don't need you, so you or Jason don't need me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or Don or any of the podcast community out here. We're just
sure.
We're
good.
Just fine.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I am disappointed. I had hoped there was still some room where we could sort through some of this. You're on a different path now. I would just say to you, remember who Jason was in the past as you go forward into the future. And I am, again, you don't have to accept the apology, but I am sorry.
Fine to hear. I'll take the closure, but just know I'm out. If I'm thankful for anything, I'm thankful that I'm out here because of you.
Great.
You pushed me out here,
okay.
And that's what led me to this opportunity. So I'm going to take as many twists and turns out here as I can, make something of it.
I'm sure.
I don't know. I'm waiting to hear back from the Hollywood Handbook guys. Mm-hmm. And look, I don't know. I really don't know. So good luck with
good?
Friends
mm-hmm.
and the bumpers and whatever you're going to do with it. And please, as I mentioned in the beginning, the whole point of me calling, please don't call me. Don't call me anymore. All right?
All right. I won't. I'm sorry. I won't. Thank you, Pat.
I got to go.
What's that? He hung up. Okay.
Time for another fun Friends Fact.
When Joey did the arm, yeah, I said this in the last episode, he hurt his arm.
It's the line of the episode.
I don't care about the line of the episode. 7 out of 10. Monica, Joey, Phoebe, Ross, Chandler. Let's just end the show.